you give me my chalk?
Try that again and I'll put you in solitary confinement, you would-be Frankenstein.
Don't profane his name with your dirty lips. He was a genius in whose footsteps I will follow when I get out of here.
When you get out. If I have anything to say about it, you'll never get out.
But I will. Now, friend Daniel, shall we go on with our work? Now, this brain, if taken from the man and transplanted into the skull of the dog, would give him the mind of a human being. Now, Frankenstein would have severed the spinal cord here. But I'm not certain that he was right.
Could Frankenstein have made me like other men?
He gave life to a body that he made from parts of other bodies that had died. Yes, Daniel. He could have made you like other men.
Dr. Niemann, did you know Frankenstein?
No. But my brother who assisted him learned his secrets. And before he died, he passed them on to me.
Then you could give me a new body.
If I had Frankenstein's records to guide me, I could give you a perfect body.
By mountain bandits.
For the better part of 3 months.
And that's your servant?
Do you doubt me?
It's a doubting world, kind sir. As I, Professor Bruno Lampini, have reason to know. I have a collection of the world's most astounding horrors. When I exhibit them, what do I get? Doubts, jeers, cries of fake, fake.
Do you expect your patrons to believe that the skeleton you show them is really that of Count Dracula?
I, Lampini, took it. Pardon me, borrowed it. From the cellar of Dracula's castle in the Carpathian Mountains. With my own two hands, I spread upon the floor of its coffin a layer of soil taken from its birthplace. So that by proxy, shall we say, the skeleton of his earthbound spirit might lie at peace within his grave.
Until the withdrawal of the wooden stake from its heart. Set Dracula free again to satisfy his unholy appetite for blood.
At night, the giant bat would seek its victims.
But before sunrise, return to the safety of his coffin.
Aye, a single ray of sunlight falling upon a vampire would make him helpless.
Do you ever exhibit your show in Visaria?
Visaria? No, that's a town that doesn't care for horrors. I had one of their own some 15 years ago when a Dr. Niemann tried to give a dog the mind of a human being. They threw him in prison because he, like Frankenstein, used bodies of the newly dead to carry on his work.
Is old Hussman still alive?
He's now the mayor of Riegelberg.
Are you going there by any chance?
Oh, later on in the season. It's a small place, too far away to make a special trip profitable.
Nevertheless, that is where you are going.
I am not going to Riegelberg.
Then Daniel and I will go alone. Worried, friend Daniel.
If they search the ruins of the prison, our bodies will not be found. We should hide.
And so we shall, but in the open. All the protection of a traveling show. I as Lampini, you as my assistant. Free to move on towards those for whom I have unloving memories.
The ones who sent you to prison?
Strauss, Ullman, and old Hussman, the burgomaster. Yes, friend Daniel, we will travel to the village of Riegelberg and pay our respects to the burgomaster.
Your move, Inspector.
That's a neat trap you've got me into.
Checkmate. Put it in the book, Inspector.
Grandfather!
Yeah?
Here, Carl.
As a man, I admire you. As burgomaster, I respect you. But as a chess player, Herr Hussman, I hate you.
Did you lose again, Inspector? It serves you right. I told you not to play with him. He always wins. Don't you, you old darling? I hope we're not breaking up your game, but Carl and I have decided...
She means she has decided...
to take in the midnight show of the horror exhibit down at the crossroads. Spooks, ghouls, vampires. Get his hat and coat, Carl. You're going with us.
To stare at a lot of idiotic humbugs? Not I, my dear. I put my weary bones where they belong, in bed.
Your hat and coat.
I'm not going.
You better give in, Granddad. These American girls can talk you into anything. That's all they do. Talk.
What? What did you say?
Now, darling, remember your blood pressure.
That's the man I married. Talk, 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 talk. I can never get a word in edgewise. Here, put this on.
No.
And no arguments. Come along, Inspector.
Oh, no.
You're coming with us, too.
Oh, but I...
And I don't want any arguments from you, either. Come on, come on.
Persuasive little minx, isn't she?
I'm all over goose pimples.
And properly so, you little goose.
Now, don't be grouchy. This is fun.
Master, police inspector.
It's all right, Daniel. We have our permit.
Oh. Now, there is something I could really use. I wonder where I could get one.
What for?
Just a thing to keep a wife under control.
This way, ladies and gentlemen, step this way to gaze upon an exhibit absolutely unparalleled in the realms of showmanship. No doubt there are some among you who will doubt the truth of what I'm about to say, or doubt the reality of what you're about to see. But believe me, my friends, this is no fake. Or your very eyes is all that remains of a vampire. One of the world's undead.
Dare I but remove this stake from where his heart once beat, and he would rise from the grave within which he lies, and turn into a bat, a vampire bat, would feed hideously upon the living whose veins pulsate with warm and vibrant blood. Ladies and gentlemen, the actual skeleton of Count Dracula, the vampire.
Rubbish, sheer rubbish.
I don't know, Herr Husman. There are many people hereabouts who still believe in the old legend.
Aye, sir, it is true.
I'm surprised at you people.
You seem to doubt what I say, Herr Burgomaster.
Bats, vampires, a stake driven through a skeleton's heart. Gibberish, every word of it.
Furthermore, my friends, one single ray of sunlight falling upon a vampire will destroy him.
Say, who are you?
My name is Lampini.
You're not the Lampini I ran out of this area 3 years ago.
That was my brother, recently deceased.
You remind me of someone I can't quite recall.
Perhaps you will remember later, Herr Burgomaster.
Yes, perhaps.
If you move, I'll send your soul back to the limbo of eternal waiting. Do as I ask, and I will serve you. I will protect the earth upon which you lie, so that before sunrise, your coffin will always be ready for you.
For that, I will do whatever you wish.
I hope I haven't spoiled your evening for you, Inspector.
Oh, as a matter of fact, I found it most interesting. But I say good night here. Good night, Carl.
Good night, Inspector.
Mr. Osman.
Good night.
See you in the morning, sir.
Good night, Hans.
Don't get lost in the fog.
Well, you certainly picked a night for it, my pet.
It's like being wrapped in the arms of a gigantic ghost.
Ghosts, vampires. Can't you talk about anything else?
Listen.
Going toward the inn, may I offer you the accommodation of my coach?
You don't have to say that twice.
Oh, pardon me. I'm Carl Husman, and this is Mrs. Husman. We are here on our honeymoon.
My congratulations.
And this is my grandfather.
How do you do, Herr Husman? Permit me to introduce myself. I am Baron Lattus from Transylvania.
So glad to know you, Baron.
May I suggest that you join me for a bottle of wine at the inn? In the nature of, shall we say, a celebration, Mrs. Husband?
Well, it's a wonderful idea if Grandad has
wine. Oh, yes, a glass of wine will warm my blood. But you will accept our hospitality, Baron. The wine of the country from my cellar.
Thank you, Herr Husband.
A driver, stop at the Husman home. Oh, driver, go around to the kitchen. Ask the cook to make you some coffee.
Thank you, Herr Burgomaster.
I drink to love. A union to last throughout eternity.
A love free from all material needs.
I'll drink to that lack of material needs myself, Baron. But not till I raid the wine cellar, I won't. Excuse me, darling. Be right back, Baron.
My ring?
When I look at it, I see glimpses of a strange world. A world of people who are dead and yet alive.
It is the place from which I just returned.
It frightens me.
Well, it will drive away your fear.
Too large.
It will become smaller.
No. I'm afraid. Take it back.
It is the bond that links us together.
I see your world more clearly now.
I will come for you before the dawn.
Now, as I was saying, I haven't the remotest idea what I was saying. I've been asleep. I must apologize, Baron.
Must have been the wine.
Quite all right, Herr Husmann.
Well, here we are.
It's very late. I hadn't realized we'd talked so long. I must be leaving.
Well, it's been a slow party, Baron. We'll save this for next time.
Good night, Baron.
Thank you for your hospitality, Herr Husmann.
Not at all. Good night.
Good night.
Well, Rita, aren't you going to bid me good night?
Good night, Grandfather.
Good night, my dear.
Lampini.
Good night, Baron.
Good night, sir.
Niemann.
Fun after all, didn't it, darling?
It's a wonderful night. The darkness beckons to me. Another world. The world I see is far away, yet very near. A strange and beautiful world in which one may be dead and yet alive.
Rita, what is it? What's happened to you?
I'm going away.
Dracula crest. Like the one on the coffin. Where did you get it?
From Baron Latos.
Baron Latos? You've got to get it off.
I want to go there, Carl.
Thank you.
afternoon, Spot.
Connect me with Inspector Arndt. Harry. Inspector, this is Carl Hussmann. My grandfather has been killed.
Herr Hussmann? Wounds on the neck? What kind of wounds?
Two small punctures like teeth marks.
I'll be right over.
Oh,
Herr Inspector, you miss a longer dance. She's pretty, too. I will have her dance again, specially for you.
Not in the village of Frankenstein, you won't. We've had nothing but stealing since you came here. The Burgermeister says you're to move on.
Oh, but Herr Inspector...
No, you must break camp and get out. All right, the show's over. Go back to your home.
Oh, Daniel. Now drive on. We'll camp beyond those trees.
What have you got here?
A chamber of horrors.
The Burgermeister won't grant you a permit, so pack up and be on your way.
But why? There's nothing in my exhibit to offend anyone.
We've had enough horrors around here. You see those ruins? Our village has been quiet and peaceful since the dam broke and swept the Wolfman and the Frankenstein monster to their destruction several years ago. No one ever mentions that place, nor does anyone ever go near it. That's why you can't exhibit here. We want nothing to remind us of something that we've been trying to forget.
But we've come a long way and the horses are tired. It's very late. Could we at least rest here until tomorrow?
No, you've got to move on.
All right, Daniel. We'll move on.
Hand over the money the villagers give you.
Only your share.
All of it.
When I joined you, it was agreed that I'd keep half.
Give me the money.
If you tried to rob me, I'll tell the police that it's you who's been doing the stealing around here.
I'll crush you within an inch of your life.
Let me go, you smelly thing!
Police, Alice? I'll get him out of here before he kills him.
Master, she's hurt. May I take her with us?
No, we only have tonight to search for the Frankenstein records.
Please, Master, she's hurt.
All right, if it'll keep you in your right senses.
Are you awake? You've nothing to be afraid of.
Now I remember. Who are you?
I'm Daniel. I'm with Professor Lampini's show. Here, I brought you some tea. It'll make you feel better.
That was nice of you. Are you the one that helped me?
Made me mad when he whipped you. But he can't hurt you anymore. They've gone.
Leaving me 100 miles from nowhere.
No, but we're going to Vesaria. You can travel with us. You can sleep here. And talk to me when I drive. I get so lonesome when I have no one to talk to.
You don't know me very well. I might talk you to death.
Your name's Alanka, isn't it?
You know all about me, don't you, Daniel?
I watched you dance.
Did you? Did you like me?
You're pretty.
You're afraid of me, aren't you?
Afraid of you?
If you weren't, you'd come up here where I could see you better. Been kind to me, and
Daniel. Daniel.
Yes, master.
Come with me. I found a way into the ruins.
Find the Frankenstein records. Will you make me like other men?
Please, your little gypsy girl, friend Daniel, I'll make you an Adonis.
Here's a book, Master. Does it?
Master.
Well, evidently the force of the flood had burst through that wall and washed everything into the cave beyond. You'd better look for the records in there. Glacial ice cavern. Monster. The triumphant climax of Frankenstein's genius and the Wolfman. They may know where the records are, friend Daniel. We'll set them free and they will help us.
Freed me from the ice that imprisoned the beast that lived within me.
Why?
Perhaps to help you, Mr. Talbot.
No earthly power can help those that are marked by the sign of the pentagram.
You came here to ask Frankenstein for help, didn't you?
Yes, but I was too late. He was dead. I wanted to die, too.
Nevertheless, when Dr. Mannering trailed you here from England, you asked him for help.
I did, but he became more interested in the monster than he was in me. When the villagers learned that he had brought the monster back to life, they blew up the dam.
Whose frozen waters have held you here all these years.
And now you've brought me back to a life of misery. With each full moon, I turn into a werewolf. I kill. I want to die. Only death can bring me release.
You don't have to die, my boy. You're wrong. I can help you.
How? How can you help me?
I too am a doctor. A scientist like Frankenstein. Do you know where he kept his records?
I think so.
Show me those records and I'll build a new brain for you. I'll lift this curse from you forever. Your problems lies here. But in my laboratory in this area, I have the equipment to restore his strength.
Then I must wait until we reach this area.
You must be patient.
The horse is a harness, master.
Can you drive?
Why, yes.
Then take the road to this area.
Master, is he going to drive all the time?
Yes, I need you here. Just apply hot compresses. The ice has seriously damaged his tissues.
Daniel's back with the doctor.
Who are you?
Just the driver.
Are you going to this area with us?
Yes.
I promised Daniel I'd keep him company while he drove. I'll talk to you if you want me to. My name's Alanka. What's yours?
Lawrence.
Lawrence? Do they call you Larry?
I used to.
Like you better if you smile. Now don't start barking at me. There's a nice big smile for you. Now give me one. You see how easy it is? And why are you always so sad? I wish you'd tell me.
Why?
Because I like you. Tell me. Maybe I can help.
No one could help me.
with that water. You're going to stand there all day? Get started. We've lost too much time already.
Master, why can't I drive part of the time?
But Talbot bothers me with his everlasting impatience. I must get the monster to Bessaria before further changes make restoration more difficult. The desiccation of the tissues has gone further than I thought. Our equipment is still usable. We must go to work and get it in shape as quickly as possible. Will soften the tissues of the high-frequency current will go through them.
How long will it take?
A day, perhaps longer.
Why must you do that now? You have everything you need here. Operate on me.
I've yet to find a way of combining Frankenstein's technique with my own.
The moon will be full tonight. You know what that means. I can't stand to go through that torture again. I tell you, I can't.
An operation now would be a failure. It would leave you exactly as you are. You must wait.
Wait.
All right, Daniel.
Master, Talbot is big and strong. Will you give
me... Forget Talbot. We have work to do.
But, Master, you promised me...
All in due time, Daniel. Tonight we call on my old friend. Ullman and Strauss.
Herr Strauss?
Yes? What do you want?
Remember me? Dr. Niemann.
Dr. Niemann?
Yes, Frederick. Come with me. Me, Herr Ullman. Do you know Herr Strauss? The garrulous gentleman who testified that he saw me take a body from its grave. We don't forget Herr Strauss, do we?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that more comfortable?
Nima, I've saved 15,000 marks.
Since you testified for the state to save your miserable hide.
Let me go, Nima, let me go, and the money's yours, every bit of it.
15,000 marks. 1,000 for every year that I spent in a stinking, slimy dungeon. You bargain poorly, Herr Ullmann.
Don't kill me. Don't kill me. Don't
kill my trusted old assistant? Why, no. I'm going to repay you for betraying me. I'm going to give that brain of yours a new home in the skull of the Frankenstein monster. As for you, Strauss, I'm going to give you the brain of the Wolfman, so that all your waking hours will be spent in untold agony, awaiting the full of the moon, which will change you into a werewolf. Plasma must flow at exactly that rate. No more, no less. If there's any change, call me.
Master?
Yes?
Now that I've helped you with Strauss and Ullmann, will you give Talbot's body to me?
What?
He's big, he's strong.
Talbot's body is the perfect home for the monster's brain, which I will add to and subtract from in my experiments.
Master, you made me a promise.
No! You think I've wrecked the work of a lifetime because you're in love with a gypsy girl?
I've killed four men for you.
Do as I say or I'll never help you.
Larry? What's the matter? Don't you like Larry?
He used to smile at me sometimes before he joined us.
Why, Daniel, I believe you're jealous.
You love him, don't you?
He's in some kind of trouble, I think. I want to help him.
You do love him.
But he doesn't know it.
It wouldn't make any difference to him if he did.
Why not? Why wouldn't it make any difference to him?
Do you see that?
It's a star.
A five-pointed star. The pentagram.
The pentagram. The sign of the beast.
Even a man who's pure in heart and says his prayers by night
may become a werewolf when the wolfbane blooms and the moon is full and bright.
He's a werewolf.
Oh, no. No, not him. Not Larry. You're lying. You're lying to me.
No, I'm trying to protect you. Stay away from him. When the moon is full again, he'll turn. And he'll kill. He'll kill.
I don't believe you. You're making it all up. Because you're jealous. I hate you. You're mean. And you're ugly. I hate you! I hate you! I hate you! I hate you!
She hates me because I'm an ugly hunchback. If it wasn't for you, I'd have Talbot's body.
Yes.
What about our beers, Hoffman?
At once, Herr Bürgermeister. I must go now, Mrs. Strauss. Good day.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Possibly where the husbands are all the time.
What are you muttering about, Hoffman?
Oh, Strauss hasn't been home since yesterday. His wife's very worried about it.
Sleeping off a drunk, probably.
I don't think so.
Why not?
Woolman hasn't been home since last night either.
Neither has Braun, the storekeeper.
That's odd.
When one man doesn't come home, you think nothing of it. When three men disappear, overnight, particularly in a small town like Vasaria, you begin to wonder.
Inspector, I found Herr Braun. Out in the woods. He's dead.
I'll bet you can find the rest of us.
What do you make of it, Doctor?
The jugular vein is severed. Not cut, but torn apart as though by powerful teeth.
A werewolf.
We are the murdered. Heaven help us.
I must warn my wife and children.
Swartz, Meyer, come back here. I forbid that you spread such talk. What do you want to do? Drive folks from this area and ruin our village forever? I'm ashamed of you.
All of you, believing in such idiotic superstitions.
Then how do you explain that?
And how about Strauss?
And Ullman, what happened to them? If there's a werewolf, our people should know about it.
I think so too, Herr Bürgermeister.
Our children aren't safe. If there's a werewolf, let's find him.
I search for the werewolf.
All right. Organize your searching parties. The inspector will head one group, Swartz another, and Meyer a third. Find your werewolf.
Even a man who is pure at heart and says his prayers by night.
Then you know.
Daniel told me. Oh, Larry.
Last night I killed a man.
You didn't know what you were doing.
But I did. I wanted to kill. And I knew that I wanted to. Tonight the moon will rise again. I'll become that beast. I'll kill again.
Can't Dr. Neiman do anything for you? Ask him, Larry, ask him.
Oh, he says that he can, but he keeps putting me off. I don't trust him. I can't go on waiting and killing and waiting. I want forgetfulness, peace.
I want to help you. I'll do anything.
When that spell comes over me, I'd kill anyone.
I won't let you. I won't let you out of my sight.
I might even kill you. I couldn't help myself.
I'm not afraid.
It's no use, Ilonka. Only death can bring us peace of mind. And a werewolf doesn't just die. He must be killed.
Killed by a silver bullet.
Fired by the hand of one who loves him enough to understand.
He must be killed. Killed by a silver bullet.
Fired by the hand of someone who loves him enough to understand.
Turbines. Now the generators.
Thank you.
Check the mega voltage.
25,000 increased to 50.
The electronic bombardment.
Listen to me, Nemon. You promised that if I found the Frankenstein records, you'd cure me of this curse. I found them, gave them to you. Now it's time for you to keep your part of the bargain.
My boy, you must have patience.
I've waited long enough. Last night I suffered the tortures of the damned. I killed a man. Tonight the moon will be full again. Now you stop whatever you're doing and operate on me, or I swear I'll...
You destroy your only hope of release?
Any sign of your werewolf yet?
Raleigh Farm, I guess.
Oh. So he appears on schedule like a train, is that it?
Increase your mega voltage to 100,000.
Danger, Master! Danger!
Decrease!
Dr. Nemon's.
Weird lights, flashing all over the old place.
Dr. Nemon's?
Yeah, we saw them from the road.
This place has been closed for 15 years. We better investigate.
All right,
we gotta go and find
them. Come on, Lord.
Larry.
Go away. No, Larry, let me in.
Go away, I tell you.
Tell Talbot I'm ready for him.
Master. Master.
The wolf man. The only thing I ever loved. It wouldn't have happened if you kept faith with me.
I served you well, Master. Remember Lampini, Strauss, Ullmann?
Now you are going to join them.
Quicksand! Not this way! Quicksand! Not that way!